We don't, I don't know. Do we have any guests on the line?
No, I do not believe so.
Okay. And just we'll go through the roll call itself. Myself here, Scott.
Present.
David.
Present.
Eric.
Present.
Great. Mary, anybody that needs to be introduced?
I think everyone is known. We can move along.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for the last week or so coordinating all of this, getting everybody's schedules and making this meeting possible. So moving on to item 1.3, the Charter School Board of Directors determines in accordance with the Government Code Section 54953 ECHO, one Bravo, that meeting in person would present imminent risks to health or safety attendance pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3. The board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state emergency declaration of the governor in March of 2020 and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability for the directors to meet safely in person, and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote local social distancing. In order for today's virtual telephone meeting to comply with the new regulations, the board should consider the approval of the findings. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without complying with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953 Bravo 3, or we can adopt the findings after the roll call during the future board meetings to continue to conduct board meetings virtually or by telephone for those board or virtual meetings that would be legally compliant with AB 361. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.3?
So moved.
Very well, thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
So noted. For all those in favor, we will take a roll call and say aye. myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Motion passes unanimous. And the next procedure is 1.4, the establishment of a quorum. We have all members present. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.4?
So moved. So moved.
Very well. We now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well, thank you. We will now move to the next item. 1.5 is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you would all stand, you'd have to provide the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty for all.
And this for all.
Okay. Moving on to item 1.6, the approval of the agenda. Item 1.5, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.6 with the recommendation from Mary Bixby?
So moved.
I recommend.
Okay, we will conduct a, thank you. We will conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well, thank you. Moving on. Item 2.0, public comment is for item of interest to the public within the scope of the Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield time in accordance with the Brown Act. No discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond and give direction to the staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda and ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivocally decrease the time so that the speaker, in order to maintain allotted maximums. 2.1 non-agenda. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the items not on the agenda? Hearing none, I will assume there are none. Moving on to item 2.2. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items?
In the agenda.
Hearing none, we'll move on. 3.0 administrative items. Consider acceptance of the board, acceptance of board member Jane Gronowski's letter of resignation effective September 28th, 2021. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3 or 3.1?
Motion to approve.
So moved.
There's a second.
Second.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor will acknowledge by saying aye. Take a roll call myself. Aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
David, aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well, motion passes unanimously. Consider approval of appointment of community board member Timothy Morton effective October 22nd, 2021.
I make a motion.
Mary, do I have anything that I need to do on the recommendation? Is there anything you'd like to add on that recommendation? Mary?
Mr. Morton has served on the Adeo Corporation board, and that is sort of our way of training people to participate in other boards. And then as they get to know how we operate, we move them, hopefully with your approval, to the larger board, and larger in terms of the school and its size and its history. So I think he'd be a very welcome choice. He's a businessman. You saw his resume and everything. And some of you have met him. Mm-hmm. So I certainly recommend him.
Okay. And I do too. I know that Tim's been involved for a couple years with the board. So moving up here is good for us. And it fills us out to at least five so that we don't have a tie. So is there a recommendation for approval of the?
So moved.
And I have a second.
Second.
Very well, thank you. We will now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Great. And so we should expect him at our next board meeting. And we welcome him on board. We'll now move on to item 4.0, the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below, unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda. There'll be no discussion on these items prior to the board's vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Do I have a motion for the approval of consent agenda items 4.1.1 through 4.1.3?
So moved.
Very well. We will now conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Great, thank you. Action items. The action items for Odeo Charter School: consider approval of American Rescue Plan Act, Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief, ESSER 3 Fund. Lynn, can you give us a staff report on this particular item?
Thank you, sir. Total ESSER 3 funds for Odeo is $756,262, and the planned ESSER 3 expenditures are outlined in the plan to include strategies for continuous and safe in-person learning, for also addressing the impact of the lost instructional time, and the remaining funds, which are all planned to align with the LCAP goals and actions. Board approval is required to comply with the provisions of this funding.
Okay. Mary, do we have any recommendations on 5.1.1?
Recommend approval.
It's a pretty interesting read, I must say. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.1.1?
So moved.
We have a motion.
Very well. May I have a second? May I have a second? Thank you, David. We will now conduct a roll call vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Great, thank you. Review the revised Nexus 5.1.2. Review the revised preliminary operating budget assumptions for FY21-22, and consider approval of revised preliminary operating budget of FY21-22 that includes a general salary increase of 4% effective July 1st, 2021. Lynn, may we have a staff report on that item?
Yes, thank you, sir. The Odeo revised preliminary operational budget is a budget with an estimated P2ADA of 442 for a total projected revenue of $7.46 million, a reserve of 10.16% of the total revenues in the amount of $757,200 has been allocated. As we have indicated in the agenda, the budget includes a general salary increase of 4% effective July 1, 2021, and the total salary increases, including the benefits for Odeo Charter School, amounts to $172,368 for this year. For the corporation, for the SSP Corporation Schools, which is Odeo and CSS Lee, the total 4% amounts to $642,843. The 4% increase will be reflected in the November paycheck of the employees, including the retro paycheck from July 1st.
Yes, as you know, we are not required to initiate this raise. And in fact, I want to be clear that this does not affect the senior leaders. They have contracts, so they're not under this raise. It becomes, going forward, more of a challenge to stay at what I've kind of set as a personal goal, and that is to keep us 5% above salary scale. So this is not a commitment, staff out there, for the long term. As long as we can reasonably afford staying above 5%, we will. But the sustainability of the organization, of course, is very, very important. But we felt it was important. Staff has worked very hard on behalf of our students. We've had some very successful years in terms of the accomplishment of our initiatives. Teachers and staff are working very hard to keep the vacancy rates low within our school. The successes, I think, certainly merit any kind of effort that we can make to keep us, staff, 5% above salary scale. And so, although it's not a long-term commitment, we will certainly try as long as possible to maintain that. I recommend approval. Thank you.
Great.
And we're recommending, with the approval is for the budget, not specifically for the raise.
Right. And I would say that I commend the teachers for their efforts and believe that They well deserve what we're offering here today as this motion.
And to be clear, Admiral, it isn't just the teachers.
Right.
It's also for the support staff.
All the staff. Everybody's been doing what they have been doing. Very, very much deserved. And again, as we've talked often, I think that this is the right thing to do, to try the best that we possibly can to keep this percentage objective alive.
You know, so, and I have to speak to, Board, I have to speak to the generosity of staff. You know, we never require them or ask them to work beyond. In fact, we try to get them to go home, and they do. They do go home. But they have such a spirit of generosity and commitment to our purpose and to kids. It's amazing. It's just amazing, and it's beautiful.
It is.
We're very grateful for their not only for their work, but for the spirit in which they do their work.
Right.
So thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.1.2?
Motion to approve.
Very well. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Eric. We will now conduct a roll call vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Great, thank you. Actions, we've now moved on to item 5.2, action items for the Charter School of San Diego. Consider approval of the American Rescue Act Plan, Elementary and Secondary School Emergency ESER 2 Fund. Lynn, I'm assuming that this is the same for the second half. Right. Again, this is a pretty interesting read. So thank you for all the detail. Mary, do we have anything on this particular?
Recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.2.1?
So moved.
Mary, well, which one was that? Who was that?
Scott was
Eric second.
David. Okay. And one's the second.
Got it.
It's harder to do it like this one. Okay. And the roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Outstanding. Thank you. Passes. Review the 5.2.2 is review the revised preliminary operating budget assumptions for FY 2021-22. And consider approval of the revised preliminary operating budget FY21-22 that includes a general salary increase of 4% effective July 1st, 2021. Lynn, this is roughly the same, but I'd like you to go ahead and let the board know the numbers specifically.
Yes, thank you. The Charter School of San Diego revised preliminary operational budget projects an estimated P2ADA of 1,661 for a total projected revenue of $27.3 million, reserve of 12.6% of the total revenues in the amount of $3.4 million has been allocated. And as indicated, the budget includes an increase of 4% salary, general salary increase, and the amount for CSSD for the 4% is $470,475.
Okay. Mary, any comments here?
Recommend approval.
Very well. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 5.2.2?
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Very well. I now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Motion passes. Item 6.0 is board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. There are additional information in nature and do not require any actions. Are there any such board announcements or comments? Great. Hearing none, I will just say again, thank you to everybody who's involved. You're doing an absolutely superb job, and I'm so proud to be part of this organization, really focused on doing the right thing. We will now move on to 7.0, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
You have a motion.
So moved.
And a second, then we have, and I will conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Okay, again, everybody, thank you very much for your time and for your dedication. We'll see you on the next runaround.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for making time.
Thank you.